We are lucky to have access to in-person conferences here in New Zealand. So here's a good one to consider. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today I want to draw your attention to an upcoming conference in Auckland that is worth checking out. The Auckland Chinese Medical Association was formed in 1988 and became a registered charity in 2008. It is an organisation of New Zealand-based medical practitioners whose aim is to serve the community by being a voice on matters of medical or health concern, particularly for Chinese New Zealanders. There is a strong focus on education. And with this in mind, on May the 8th of this year, at the Highbrook Conference Centre in East Tamaki, Auckland, the Auckland Chinese Medical Association is holding its annual conference entitled Overcoming Barriers to Asian Health. I have linked in the show notes to the programme, which is packed with interesting and highly relevant topics to urgent care, but all of them are looking at things from an Asian patient perspective. So there are talks like Asian people and kidney stones, or gout and Asian patients. There is a discussion on why Asian patients might be reticent about topical steroid use, and a talk about depression and suicide in Asian people. There are also suturing workshops and a slit lamp workshop, and many other talks across two concurrent streams. All in all, it looks like a fascinating day of presentations, and the conference has been approved for RNZ CUC recertification CPD points. The conference is open to non-members, but if you were to join now, you can still benefit from reduced conference fees this year, as well as getting your second year of membership free. Urgent care has such a broad scope of practice, and we see people of all ages and with conditions affecting all body systems. New Zealand is a multicultural society, but also we are a country that, once COVID settles worldwide, has a large number of tourists visiting each year. So in addition to keeping our knowledge base up to speed on the myriad of conditions we might encounter, it is important that we consider how people from different ethnic backgrounds are affected by these medical conditions. So a conference like this, that covers topics of relevance to urgent care, but also considers factors specific to the Asian population, is something all urgent care clinicians should look to attend. Under the revised recertification program coming out later this year, cultural safety and health equity is expected to be considered in all activities undertaken. So when planning your CPD requirements, I would encourage you to not just think about the clinical areas in which you feel deficient, but also look for activities that contribute to more culturally safe and equitable practice. And this should also be directed, in part, by the community in which you work. So here in New Zealand, it is important that we all maintain CPD that helps us improve the health and well-being of our Maori and Pacific Island patients. Check out the show notes for the link to the conference programme, or head to acma.org.nz for more details. Now I'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.